You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Very sassy new track from Church and AP there. That is called Aston Martin. Shakira vibes is what Toby's just called it.
I like it in a good way.
In a good way, yeah, very good.
Certified banger.
Certified banger. You're listening to the sounds of Emma Hall Phillips and Toby Morris in the studio. Morena, how are you both?
Yeah, good. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you.
You're most welcome. We are talking about Monster Valley, the relaunch event.
You.
Emma, what is the Monster Valley relaunch event? Who is Monster Valley? Let's start with that.
Well, Monster Valley was created by my very cool boss, Carl Sheridan, I think 9 years ago. And Monster Valley is a creative agency and also a gallery and also does events and also is a label.
Sick.
And we've been living in Poynton Terrace for the past... How many years, Shelley? Shelley has just arrived.
Shelley Bond, Shelley's just come running through the door. How are you?
Very sweaty popped out.
Sweaty popped out. It's a mission to try and find where we are at the moment. So well done.
I had to pull over the Uber and I just ran
up. Nice.
But we were in Poynton Terrace for how long?
They were there for about three years or so, I think.
Mean. Nice.
And they started in a smaller studio, which was like two stories, and then extended it into the space next door.
Okay.
And then turned the other space into like artist residence kind of thing.
And now we have moved into a huge, beautiful space on Karangahape Road, number 74, right next to the graveyard.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like on the Facebook event that you've got, it says the address and then brackets next to the graveyard.
Yeah. Make it
it's ominous.
Good, spooky it's, address, yeah. Yeah.
Like. It's perfect for us. Yeah. And so we're just going to we're relaunching as a gallery now,
which is pretty cool.
Which is going to be gallery, open to the space. To the public.
So is this the kind of is it the old Rock Shop building basically?
Yes.
Yeah, mean. Okay, I know what you mean now.
There's
yeah,
like a
yeah.
million PowerPoints there.
Awesome.
That's what you want in the new space.
It is.
PowerPoints.
So many PowerPoints.
Oh, charge the phone. Yeah.
Exactly. So you guys are relaunching this week on the 13th, and you're having a big party to celebrate. Basically, lots of awesome people involved with this. Who is on this list? Toby, you're on there. What are you going to be doing?
Yeah, I've been working on some paintings on the using those shopping bags that you get at the supermarket if you forget your cloth bags, like the paper bags.
Yeah,
some like bits of typography and stuff, like painting on those. But it's a cool lineup. There's an amazing list of people there.
Yeah.
Let's have a skim through, shall we? Who have we got? Alexander L. Brown, DJ Mr. Crawley, Dominic Hoey, Dub Text, Elliot Francis Stewart, Aaron Forsyth, Ian Powell, Carl Sheridan, Laura Forrest, Magali Corpus. Is that how you say that? I think so. We'll
sounds
give it.
About right. Yep.
Sounds about right. Nathan Clark, Petra Leary, Rebecca Taborg, Shelley Botticelli, Toby Morris. And you've been supported by a bunch of awesome people as well, making it happen, which is very cool.
Many delicious beverages will be drunk.
Nice.
Yep. We've got Hallertau Brewery. And then we're launching Space Hub as well, which is going to be really cool.
What is Space Hub?
Space Hub is a project I've been working on. Think of it as a gig listing, but for creative spaces. So if you're a creative person looking to do your cool thing somewhere, Space Hub is like a one-stop shop to find your cool little space.
That sounds like something that has probably been needed in Auckland City for a long time.
I definitely believe that statement.
So how is it going to work? Is people going to be able to just like jump online and find it? Or
yep, if you the website is officially being launched on the 13th, but if you go to www.spacehub.co.nz, you'll find all the information there.
Excellent. Well, that sounds very exciting. Toby, I just want to have a little chat to you as well, because people might know your illustrations from things like the Pencil Sword or Spin-Off and stuff like that. And I've always been really fascinated by the amazing book you did on Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Of course, we're like just a few days past Waitangi Day here as well.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about that project while we've got you up here? Thought it might be a nice thing to...
Yeah, that was a cool one. It was put together around the time of the last election, which I remember because I was sort of running around town doing a million sort of journalist-y things about the election, and I was super busy, and I got a call from the people who do the school journal asking if I wanted to make a graphic novel explaining the history of the treaty, and my gut response was like, no way, that sounds way too hard. I'm really stressed out at the moment, I've got a million things going on. But they kind of talked me into it, and I'm really glad that we did. It was a sort of initially like a standalone issue of the school journal, And yeah, just trying to explain the history of the treaty, not just the history of the treaty, but also the impact post-treaty right. and the sort of history between then and now, which I'm really glad they sort of got to include. So I think that's lots of that is the stuff that helps you understand how we got to where we are today.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, that's really cool. And so if people want to come and see some of your drawings, they can come along to the relaunch event of Monster Valley this week. Yeah, Shelley, what are you going to be showing in there?
I'm doing a mural for this one.
Sick.
So it's out the back where we'll have our bar and stuff. So Hallertau's given us a little pop-up bar.
Mean.
Which is pretty cool. Two taps.
Are you going to be live awesome. Painting, or is it going to be a completed mural that
no,
people can come and see?
No, it's going to be completed.
Nice.
Yet to be completed.
Sorry, you've got a few days, you can get it done.
The plan is to be completed.
Nice. Well, thank you all for coming up. It's going to be a mean time. Give us the dates and times again, Emma.
It is happening this Thursday, the 13th of February, from 6 p.m. until late.
Excellent. Cool. So come and have a nice time. Thank you all so much for popping in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having
Shelley,
us.
Shelley, Toby and Emma.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.